Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I'm your host, Mark Roberti, the content marketing expert, bringing you 5 new episodes every week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. One of the most valuable assets you have to grow an online business is your email list. And this is where a lot of the relationship building, the ROI, all of that happens within the email list. But getting people on our list isn't enough. You have to engage with them. You have to do email marketing. And that's what we are going to focus on in this episode. Today's guest teaches email marketing through his books, such as 81 Days to Becoming an Online Marketing Sales Machine, The Little Blue Book of Email Marketing Wisdom, and more. His content is designed to help people sell a ton of their products and services to eager customers and clients. Today's guest for episode 182 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Kelvin Dorsey. Kelvin, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Good to be here, man. Good to be here.
Kelvin, I'm really excited to have you on the show, and I'm looking forward to hearing all of your insights about email marketing. But before we do that, I'd like to get some backstory. So can you just share with us, like, what got you started into email marketing and your business?
Here's my boring story, right? How I got into all this copywriting. I got into network marketing, like most people do. You'd be surprised, right, how many people start on network marketing, right? It's true, isn't it? Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, heaps of people get into network marketing. Why? Because it's easy, right? No qualifications needed, right? And I had no qualifications, okay? So I'm like, well, this is a great way to make money, right? But then you go, wow, I have to start going out and talking to people, right? No one wants to do that. You know how many people are good at doing that? Have a guess.
Not too many.
Not even 1% of the population knows how to go out and talk to strangers and make it not awkward and to actually form relationships and sign people up. No one knows how to do it, right? That's why only not even 1% are making money in network marketing, okay? So I learned that the hard way, right? So I'm going out hassling my friends, right? Losing friends, annoying people. And I thought, man, it's got to be a better way. So I got into blogging, okay? Attraction marketing, right? The Mike Dillard way. Get people coming to your website, okay? Much better tactic, much better, okay? And then I learned, hang on, this is not working. Why is this not working? So then I started following internet marketers, right? Successful internet marketers. And they all were doing two things. One, building an email list. Two, talking about copywriting. Okay, so I went, okay, that's the secret there. Build a list and get really good at copywriting. And guess what? That's it. That is the secret. Okay? If you know how to build a list and then you can write copy that converts that into sales, you win, okay? So really, it's a simple strategy for online, okay? But people want to complicate it, okay? So get really good at copywriting, right? And get good at building a list, okay? You got to master at least one of those, okay? Let's say you're hopeless at copywriting, okay? Hire someone, okay? Let's say you're really good at copywriting, but you can't build a list. Well, start getting on podcasts. Start teaming up with people that have a huge audience. Tap into their audience, okay? So you don't have to be great at both. Just be good at one of those two.
And I really like the simplicity behind that. I mean, I've heard like some people, they say you got to get traffic and then you got to convert that traffic. So there have been like that's one of the common ones I've heard. I've never really heard it like said that way. Just grow your email list and have the great copy. That just feels like a very simplistic view. And I really like the focus on just those two things. And I feel like things can get a little messy, as you said, like how we make things complicated when we think, okay, how do we grow our email list? And then it's like, okay, you could blog, you could do a podcast, you could do a YouTube channel. There's so many ways to grow an email list. So what are some of the best approaches for growing an email list, and how do we avoid that shiny object syndrome where we're just looking at every way to grow an email list and not really honing in on a few of them?
Well, you've got to work out, like I said before, you're either going to grow your own audience or you're going to tap into somebody else's. Like right now, I'm tapping into your audience. This is your sweat and blood and tears. This is your hard work. I just come in and speak to your audience. I didn't have to build the audience. Simple, right? So what I could do, because let's be honest, I'm a damn good copywriter, but I'm a lousy marketer, okay? So what I could do, I could approach, my marketing should be, my target market could be people like you. I just contact 10 guys like you every week. Hey, here's my books. Do you want me? Because you guys are looking for interviewers, right?
Yes.
Interviewees. So I could do that, right? So you can do joint ventures. You can contact influencers and tap into their audience. Or you can go, right, I'm good at marketing. I'm gonna master Facebook advertising and forget everything else. Just learn Facebook advertising. Ignore everything else. Facebook. You master that, you'll grow a good audience. Let's say you're good at doing YouTube videos. Forget Facebook and everything else. Just do YouTube and get damn good at that. Because let's be honest, it's simple as pie but hard as hell to execute, right? So let's say you want to be a YouTube content creator. You want a huge YouTube channel and you want to build subscribers and then get them onto your list, right? That's going to take years to get good, right? You're going to have to at least put a video up every day and do it for years. So hardly anyone is prepared to do that. That's why hardly anyone succeeds. But that's what it takes. Okay. So what are you good at? Are you good at talking? Then do a podcast or whatever, YouTube. If you're good at writing, blog, you know, create content and put that content up on Amazon. So what are you good at? That's what it comes down to. What do you enjoy doing? Because you better love doing it, because you're going to have to do it every day for years. Okay? So it's about knowing yourself. What are you good at? Okay?
And I do like that theme of hiring people. It's something we should all think about, because there's a point where you can't do it all by yourself, and hiring people helps out big time, especially with like all the time you have to spend learning how to build an email list, all the time you have to learn with copywriting.
Yeah. There's very few people that can do it all. Have you heard of Frank Kern?
Yes.
Yeah. He's the anomaly. He's the rare bird. He can do it all, right? Very, very, very rare, okay? That guy could do it all, and he did it all, and he built up a huge business, right? Now he just does one thing because he's got the money to outsource everything.
Yeah.
And now he gets that luxury to do what he wants, okay? So, but that is rare. To be able to do it all, that's rare.
And what's your advice for people who they hear, I just have to grow my email list, I have to do copy. They have to develop both of those skills. And I know about hiring is really important. Some people, when they're out of the gate, they don't have money to hire someone right away. So what's your recommendation for that person?
Yeah, that's right. At the start, you have no choice. You have to do it all yourself. You have to. But like I said, day one, you need to know if you're going to be doing the traffic and the copy. Are you going to be the one building the audience and doing the copywriting? Or are you just going to get really good at copywriting and tap into other people's audience later on? So, look, day one, you're going to have to do it all yourself, okay? I'm not saying don't try and do both. Do both, but know that long term you're going to get really good at one of the other, one of them. So yeah, at the start you're doing it all. You're doing it all yourself. There's no way around it. But hey, what a great pressure to have. You're going to get good, really quick. Yeah. There's no secrets. You know that. There's no easy way.
Yeah, there's no shortcut.
It's the hardest thing in the world, starting a business. I don't know why people are looking for an easy way. There is no easy way. It's going to be hell for the first year or 2 years.
Now, like, your skill out of those two is copywriting. Right? That's the skill you focus on. And I'm wondering, like, when you write an email, what is your copywriting part of your mindset thinking?
Can you say that again? It just cut out.
What is the copywriting part of your mind thinking as you have this email idea that you want to share with your list and you start writing it?
Well, what is my mindset, you mean, when I'm writing an email?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good question. Good question. I'm thinking every sentence or every word I write, I'm thinking, okay, did my subscribers understand that? Can I write that a better way? What are they going to think after I've just written that point? I'm always thinking, what are they thinking? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So most writers get too lost in their own head. Oh, this is what I want to write. Oh, what am I going to say next? Oh, this is good. They're not even stopping to think about the reader. I'm thinking more about what the reader's thinking than what I'm thinking. It's all about connection. Okay? Every word, every sentence, every point has to be understood. And it has to have impact. Okay? It's all about the reader. It's all about the reader. Yeah? So think more about what is the reader thinking than what you're thinking, okay? Yeah? Yeah.
And I really liked how you mentioned the word connecting with the reader. I feel like that's something, once you are connected with that reader, like there are moments where we're more connected with our audience than others. And when you are super connected, you remain connected for a while, but I feel like you could eventually get disconnected at some point. I'm wondering, when you feel that disconnect, how do you get yourself back connected, but also acknowledging the disconnect, like not continuing to be disconnected, like here I am, I'm disconnected, I just realized it, how do I get back?
Well, you're gonna know how to connect to start with. How do you connect with people? You are interesting and you talk about what they're interested in, okay? So you got to be interesting. You got to write interesting content. You got to be entertaining. You've got to put it in, you can't put information in a dry, boring manner. It's got to be entertaining. And the content itself at some point has to be talking about what they want to read about, okay? Has to be their interests. And they have to feel like you're the only person that you're communicating to, okay? So a lot of people will start their email saying, hey guys, hey subscribers, hey team, that nation. That's dumb, that's really dumb. That's making the subscriber feel like they're just one of many. You gotta make them feel like they're the only person on the planet. That you make them feel special. I'm only talking to you right now. I'm only writing to one subscriber, even though I'm writing to thousands. Okay? You is the most powerful word in copywriting, marketing, communication, you. Okay? Speaking to a crowd of 1,000 people, you should still be talking to them as they're an individual. You're. Yeah. Never go, hey guys, hey subscribers. Mm-hmm. No, it's you're talking to one individual subscriber. Make them feel important. Make them feel special.
I really
little
like
stuff like that goes a long, long way.
Yeah, I agree.
It's all about bonding with your subscribers. Be entertaining. talk about what they are interested in. Yeah, they subscribe to your list for one reason. They're interested in that topic. Yeah, help them with that topic.
I really like the idea of focusing on the one person, because that does build a relationship, because it's really different when you talk to one person instead of talking as if like it's a whole group of people. And it does make an impact. You is a very powerful word in copywriting. And that's one of the two, like I still like growing the email list and copywriting is, I have not heard it explained like that before. And I really do like that mindset for success with email marketing. But I'm wondering, in your opinion, what do you believe holds most people back from achieving success with growing their email list and then being able to get the engagement they want from that email list?
And what was the last part of that?
Growing the email list and getting engagement, what holds most people back from doing those things?
Probably mindset and lack of knowledge. So it always comes back to mindset, and it always comes back, not always, but sometimes they just don't know. They don't have the information. So growing a list, look, I think we've already covered growing a list. And connecting with your subscribers. I think I've already talked about that too. It's all about, look, here's one other thing I'll add. It's not so much how you say it, but it's what you say. People get caught up in how they deliver their speech, how their writing is technically. It's not about how you say it, it's what you say. And I'll give you a little illustration. So imagine you're at a sophisticated cocktail party, right? And at the bar, there's this drop-dead gorgeous woman. And all the men at this bar are trying to hit on this girl. Okay, there's a young guy comes up, rippled muscles, six-pack, and he's trying to flirt with this girl. He's trying to impress her with his good looks. She knocks him back. Another guy comes up, middle-aged guy, Rolex, wealth, flaunting all his wealth, tries to impress her. She knocks him back. Another guy comes up, really rich guy. He's got a modeling agency. And he says, look, I'll promise you a career in modeling. You can make a fortune. She knocks him back. Guy after guy after guy, all handsome, good-looking guys. She knocks them all back. There's one guy at the back of the room. He's disheveled, raggedy clothes. He almost looks homeless. He shuffles up to this girl at the bar. He leans in. Whispers in it, hears something. She suddenly stands up, grabs him by the arm, and they walk out together. Everyone in the room, they can't believe it. All the guys can't believe it. How did this guy do it? You want to know how he did it?
What did he do?
Yeah? He knew something about that woman that no other guy in that party knew. Here's what he knew. That woman was a heroin addict, and she was hanging for a fix. So he whispered in her ear, hey, I've got some smack, want a party? Okay, so that illustrates there, it's not how good you look, it's not about how you say it, it's what you say that counts. Okay, if you know your market's hot buttons, if you really know what your subscribers want, you'll walk away with sale every time. I don't care how big your competitors are, how good they look. If you know that your subscribers hot buttons, you know what to say to get the sale. Yeah?
That is an interesting example. And I like the whole personalization. I don't want to endorse anything like that particular example, but the personalization part is really valuable, because it's not like you're just going to someone with like general needs that seem to be blanket needs that all of us seem to have in common, but that's just right. Knowing specifics.
That's right. And that's another example of copywriting right there. I just told you an abstract idea. I said, It's not so much how you say it, it's what you say. I could have left it at that, but that's abstract.
You told the story.
You're not going to remember that, but you're going to remember that story I just told you. Because I use concrete words. I put it into real life. I told a story. That's where subscribers and email marketers are missing it by a country mile. You've got to be concrete in your communication, okay? I'm going to say a lot of stuff in this interview. I bet you everyone remembers that story because people remember stories. Got to tell more stories.
Yeah, I really love the story mechanic, and they do seem to stick when I read them in a book or anything like that. And they're important for email marketing because it's just copywriting in general where you do have to include those stories. And speaking of stories, I know we all have plenty of them, and I'm wondering if you could share with us a story of a big challenge you faced on your journey towards being the expert that you are now in email marketing and a powerful lesson you've learned during your challenge.
Yeah, well, my challenge is going to be the same as everyone else's who's trying to make sales. I couldn't make sales, right? We all have that problem, right? You've got to learn sales. So that was my biggest problem. And that's what most people listening to you right now, that's what they're struggling with, I can tell you. They're not making the sales they want to make. So back in the day, remember I was back in MLM, hassling people, network marketing, being a real pain in the ass. Well, I was selling to people's needs instead of buyers, okay? Don't ever sell to people's needs. Sell to buyers, okay? So let's say you sell a fitness training product, right? Who are you going to sell to?
I'm going to sell to people who are fit, looking to just build up on it. You would also want to sell to people who, you're not going to people who are in the fast foods. You're looking for people who they show like they want to get more fit. So like maybe healthier food choices they're making.
Absolutely. Hey, that's good. You're a smart dude. Most people, if they're selling a fitness program or health food, they're going to go, oh, who needs this? And they're going to think, oh, unfit slobs, lazy people, right? You're not going to sell to those people because they don't buy fitness products or health food. Okay. Let's say you live in a house and next door is Ray Ray and Pookie. And they're very successful property developers. The other side of the house, your other neighbor is Jimmy, a struggling plumber. Struggles to pay rent. Can't even feed his kids. And you have this great product, personal development, will help you with your business, right? Who are you going to sell to? Jimmy or Ray Ray and Pookie, the successful guys?
The successful people.
But what about Jimmy, your poor plumber? He's struggling. He needs that product, right?
But he's not going to think to get it at that point. He's going to want to save that money.
See, I'm talking to you're a smart dude, so you know all the answers. But most people would try and sell it to their neighbor. Oh, he needs it. No, you don't sell to people's needs. You sell to buyers. And successful people buy personal development products. Successful people do. Sell to buyers. I learned that in network marketing. Do you know all the top network marketers? Do you know who they were selling to? Other network marketers. Because they're buyers of network marketing.
Makes sense.
They don't have to be sold. They're already sold on the business plan, the business model. Sell to buyers.
Yeah, and just one interesting point that kind of connects us all together. One of the things that Gary Vaynerchuk says is he doesn't try to convert people. He will instead talk to people who have already been converted.
Before he sells to buyers.
Yes, exactly.
He sells to buyers.
And based on your challenge, like everyone has a challenge at some point where they're not getting sales. Like that's something that is a universal challenge we all face at some point in our journey. And I know you had to do a lot of learning to reach where you are. You've written several books. but I'm wondering if you could share with us three books that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask that because I just listened to one of your podcasts. So hang on, where have I got you? Okay, the first one, a book that really helped me, is called The Secret of Selling Anything. It's by Harry Brown. That is just a common sense, just very simple sales strategy in there that he's so on the money, that guy. Definitely get that book. Definitely get that book. Second book would be Hypnotic Writing by Joe Vitale. That helped me just get my head just out of my own head and thinking about more about the reader, right? So that's good for that. Another one would be Nothing Happens Until You Take Action. I don't know who the author is, but most people are not taking enough action. Okay, so that's going to help you get off your ass and start doing what you've got to do. So I would say those three books. I'll keep you busy for a bit.
Kelvin, thank you for sharing those three great books with us. Those will be at markgruberty.com/E182. And if you guys want a content marketing book that will help you grow your content brand, generate more revenue, you can get my book, Content Marketing Secrets, over at markgruberty.com/book. And before we wrap up this episode, Kelvin, I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but what do you believe is one question we need to be asking ourselves more often?
Well, one question. asking yourself throughout the day, huh? One good question to ask. Well, what do I ask myself? Look, let's get serious here. This is a business podcast. So let's make it business related, okay? Because I was going to go somewhere else there. Okay. Let's business. Okay. Is what I'm doing right now taking me to my goal? Is what I'm doing right now taking me closer to what I'm trying to achieve? What's that ultimate goal? Is it taking me further? Is it taking me closer? Or is it taking me away? Am I getting distracted? Okay. So you got to know where you're heading. What's the ultimate goal? Is this taking me closer? Is this the best strategy right now? It's the whole 80-20 thing. Yeah. We only get 24 hours. You better make them count.
I really like that question. I mean, it gets us like think. I feel like the questions that get us thinking about why we're doing the actions we're doing and where exactly they fit within the grand scheme we have for ourselves. Those reflective questions help us learn a lot about ourselves. So thank you for giving us that great question.
Let me add one more.
Go for it.
What habits? What are my habits?
Yes.
Because that's really the determining factor right there. It's what you do every day that will take you somewhere. So it's really about your habits.
Yeah, habits are key.
Yeah, it's really about what you're doing every day. You got to check that.
So thank you for sharing both of those questions. I mean, they're both really good. And I'm also grateful for all the insights you shared during our time together. If you guys want to learn more about Kelvin, you can head over to kelvindorsey.com. I mentioned several of his books during the intro. Those will be in the show notes, markgruberty.com/E182. And Kelvin, again, I can't thank you enough for sharing all of your great insights with us. It was such a pleasure.
Oh, pleasure, man. Pleasure talking to you, man.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn